Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Gimel, mitzvah 383. As we continue doing the fourth mitzvah related to Pesach Sheni, the second to last mitzvah in all of Parshas Baha'aloscha. As we have been saying, there are two mitzvahs asay related to Pesach Sheni, two mitzvahs los asay. Those are the first four mitzvahs in Baha'aloscha, and then we have one more next time in terms of the trumpets, the chatzotzros. But again, today's isser is not allowed to break the bones of Pesach Sheni, just like one is not allowed to break the bones of Pesach Rishon. Says the Torah, again, Bachodesh HaSheni, when Moshe Rabbeinu was answering Klal Yisrael, those that came and said, Lama Nigara, we don't want to be left out. So, Bachodesh, we spoke about a lot of the Hashkafa of that yesterday, in terms of the Knisa, putting oneself into a situation of Chiyuv Mitzvah. We spoke about the Tosfos and Psachim, and much discussion of the Hashkafa as well. Says the Torah again, Bachodesh HaSheni, Barbasa Yom, Bein Rabayim, Masu Oso, in the second month of the 14th day, Al Matos Marom Yochluhu, Chiyuv Matzah and Mar, Lo Yashir Bimenu Advoki, you can't leave it over. The Isser of Nosar, the Etzem Lo Yishberu Vo. And one is allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach Sheni as well. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo Lishbar Etzem, Bikol Atzmos HaPesach, Shneemar V'Etzem Lishberu Vo, Kol Inyin Lav Ze Mechuvan, Ke Inyin Lav Aba Al Ze, Gamke B'Pesach Rishon, B'Tidit Baal Paro. Same idea as the mitzvah that we had already in Parshas Bo. Tirenu Misham, Imrotzon Chol Adas, check there. So let's review a little bit from what we said there, some ideas that we didn't get a chance to say then, and maybe talk more in general about Pesach Sheni issues. If you look in the Chinuch there in Mitzvah Tezayin, in Parshas Bo, that was the first place where the Sefer HaChinuch mentioned the concept that he says many, many times throughout his commentary, Acharei Pe'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos, says the Sefer HaChinuch there, back in Mitzvah Tezayin, which is the same exact message as today's mitzvah, the Isra breaking the bones of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, the message is to remember Nisei Mitzrayim, and to remember that we became kings and free upon leaving, Kavosha Kasavnu Bacheros, Vagamze Gizomen Ashorish and Iskash and Kvod the Bnei Malachim, Yotze Aret, Lagarer Atzomos. Right? It's not appropriate for kings to eat in a ravenous way. And eating, breaking the bones, is somebody who is ravenous, who's gluttonous, who can't, wants to get every tiny little drop. Lo yaus lasos kacha, kim la aniye ha'am ha're'evim. The hungry, starving people do that. Everybody else, if you eat the meat off of the bone, that's it. You leave the bone, you throw out the bone. Al kain. Therefore, betchilas bo'enu liyaskulos kal ha'amim. Mamlechas konim va'am kadosh. The first step of the way, the first item that we are commanded nationally to eat, each year, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us we have to eat in a way that reflects that we are from a different mold. Roy Lono Lasos Maasim Hamarim Banu Hamalag Dola Sha'alinu La Ba'osa Shah, the Maila that we achieved at that moment, the Maila of being B'nei Malachim, being princes, being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's servants. And that's what it goes through. We do this because we are influenced by what we do, and if we act like kings, then we will feel like kings, and ultimately act more like kings in that way. And that's why he says, he quotes the Rambam at the end of, actually first the Mishnah, the Mishnah at the end of Masechas Makos, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakeh Es Yisrael L'fichach, Hashem wanted to be mezakeh us, give merit to us, wanted to make it easier for us. Therefore, L'fichach here b'alem Torah mitzvahs, that's why he gave us so many mitzvos. You might think, oh, it's much easier to have 10 mitzvahs, what do we need 613? The answer is no, the more mitzvahs we have, the more our halachic personalities become refined, and in that way we can get close to Hashem. The more we have given to us, the more instructions we have to follow, the better it is for us. So all day we can think about Hashem. That helps us throughout our life. So again, this is the message of Acharei Pe'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos, the Isra of breaking the bones, so we act like kings. If you remember, I mentioned then, in the Kavos Yishalal Rav, he quotes a drasha of the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer discusses the message for the Isra of Etzem L'Sishbru Vo. We just had one idea, but he had another idea, beautiful idea, where he discusses that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Hashem Yichamocha, all of my bones, Hashem, David, to you. There's a mucker for shuckling also. We shake our whole body. Kol atzmosai tomarna. And also, shomer kol atzmosav, achas mehena lo nishbara. Hashem guards my bones. So there, these two psachim, David and Malk talks about his bones. But if you look in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, we say it every Rosh Chodesh, this Shabbos, Barchi nafshi yes Hashem, v'chol karavaya shem kacho. Nafshi, my nefesh, and my karbaya, my intestines, my innards. So why is David HaMelech one place focusing on the bones, and one place focusing on the innards, on more than the bones, what's on top of the bones, the flesh on the bones? So, explains the Chassam Sofer based on Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, the beginning of Vayishlach, as we know, the beginning of every parsha in Rabbeinu Bachai, he quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, and he discusses it for a page and a half, and then he uses that as a segue to lead in to the first pasuk in the parsha. That's what he does in every parsha. So, beginning of Vayishlach, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, in Parachaf Hei, Ma'ayad Nir Pash Makor Mushchas, Tzadik Ma Lefnei Rasha. The pasuk compares a ma'ayan, a water-filled, mud-filled spring with a tzaddik and a rasha. Rabbeinu Bachai explains that just like sometimes it looks like the tzaddik is being overtaken by the rasha and the tzaddik is all the way down, but if you look like at a ma'ayan, if a ma'ayan is all muddy and dirty, eventually the dirt settles to the bottom and the water above becomes clear. So too, says Rabbeinu Bachai, even though what we see many times is a tzaddik below the rasha, but ultimately the tzaddik will go up, the dirt will fall to the bottom, the spiritual dirt, and he will rise and become clear. And what's the raya to this? You find in the story of Paro and Am Yisrael, the story of Mordechai and Haman, that is all Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of Vayishlach, and that's what he relates to Yaakov and Esav, Va'achein. And he says, V'kaleilu lamanu, now this Chassam Sofer is talking, Sha'at tzaddikim eina muvtachim ba'olam hazeh, avol dever batuachu, Sha'at tzaddik lo yamu lamata, achlo tiyalo tekuma b'fnei rasha. He might go down, but he won't be totally down, that he won't come up again. He will be able to rise again. Af imlo yashiru mimenu elohatzamos. Even though he's only left to his bare bones. Literally, he's down to his bones. He will eventually come back up. That is why in the Psukim in Tehillim, explains the Chassam Sofer, David HaMelech, when he's talking about Golus, when he's talking about being broken, when he's talking about Hashem protecting him, he talks about the bones. Because that's what's left. Sometimes he might have Saris. But Kol Atzmosai, Michamocha, Matzil, Ani, Mechazak, Mimenu. In terms of Atzalah, it's the bones. And Shomar Kol Atzmosav, Achas Mehedo. When he's talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu guarding the bones. But when David has everything, when David is on top of the world, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Karavai, Hashem Kacho, so that he has everything, that's even, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him everything, even more than the bones, even the kirbayim. So what does this have to do with us? Says the Chassam Sofer, B'nai Yisrael were downtrodden in Mitzrayim. They were a fulfillment of the Bris Ben Abasarim. They were in a land, Lo Lahem, even more so, they were tortured, says the Chassam Sofer, but we don't break the bones. As if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had us pushed down, for our own good, eventually, so we can go into the Korah Barzel. But he did not let our bones be broken. He didn't let it go to a state that we wouldn't be able to ever have a tekuma. That very moment, the last moment that it could have been, he already raised us up. Shemikah, and that's why we don't break the bones on Pesach night, at the Seder, either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, in order to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us and guarding us so that we don't reach a point of no return. If you look at the end of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tezayin, he discusses Pesach Sheni there. Here it doesn't say a word. But there he discusses Pesach Sheni, and he says, quotes the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Karet Pesach, Perek Yud, where the Rambam says that you're not allowed to break the bones of Pesach Rishon, as it says, the Etzem Lo Sish Bruvo, and also Pesach Sheni, the Etzem Lo Sish Bruvo. The Minchas Chinuch points out that there is no such pasuk by Pesach Sheni, so he thinks it's a Tos Sofer in the Rambam. If you look at the Frankel Rambam, the Frankel Rambam has it corrected already. He has the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, the Etzem Lo Yish Bruvo. Good, so that's the pasuk. Says the Minchas Chinuch, why am I pointing this out? To know exactly which pasuk is the correct one that the Rambam quotes, you gotta know that, because, as the Minchas Chinuch says elsewhere, he likes the Rashi, in Shvuas on Daf Chaf and Mabes, where Rashi says that when you give Hasra'ah, you must quote the pasuk. Tzarech lahasros lehaover meha pasuk azeh. And if that is true, says the Minchas Chinuch, you gotta know exactly which pasuk you're quoting, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So that is why it's crucial to know this girsa. If you say the wrong pasuk, it is not a good hasra. But then he asks a very fascinating question. For sure, if you quote the pasuk, if somebody's about to break a bone on Pesach Rishon, and you quote the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, for sure it's no good. That's the wrong pasuk. But what about quoting the pasuk of Pesach Rishon if somebody's about to break the bones for Pesach Sheni? Because after all, as we've discussed the past couple of days, Pesach Sheni is somewhat independent and somewhat connected. There are days that holds its tashlum and derishon. There are days that say it's regal b'fnei atzma. It's probably somewhere in the middle. It's a makeup yontif, and it's parallel, and it's connected. And most of the halachas we know from Pesach Sheni, we know from Pesach Rishon, but it's a separate parsha in the Torah. The Torah does repeat a couple of mitzvos related to it. So maybe that's the open question. He's noted to say you would not be yotzi, but he leads up to tzarachin. Tzarachin, meaning that possibly, even according to that Rashi, that you have to say the correct pasuk when you give hasra, maybe a correct pasuk for Pesach Sheni could also be Pesach Rishon, because Pesach Sheni is another Pesach that you're given a chance to fulfill, and it's really connected. Again, it might be dependent on the machlokas, tanoim, about regal b'fnei atzmo, or tashlumin derishon, exactly when you chayev kares. Again, an important discussion that is said there. If you look, just continue reading in that Minchas Chinuch, he quotes two other important issues related to the Isser Shviras Etzem, which we did not get to mention back in Parshas Bo. Number one, what happens if two people break the bone? Two people are eating, and two people break the bone together. So, if one of them could have broke it, and then two of them, though, broke it, if shneim yecholim, or shneim einim yecholim, so, suggest the Minchas Chinuch. Do you have the same issue as you have in Shabbos? We know in Maseches Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us, shneim she'asa'uhu, if two people carry something out that one person could have carried out, it's a machlokas, but we hold your putter. We hold shneim she'asa'uhu at Shabbos is putter. Either because Rashi there, in the 10th parak of Maseches Shabbos, says shneim she'asa'uhu is lav urche. It's not normal. It's not common to carry something out. So it's just like shinoi. The achronim, and even the rishonim point out that Rashi can't be taken so literally, because there's a separate pasuk in the Gemara that teaches me that shnayim shesu is pater. You don't just rely on the regular din of doing it b'shinoi, and not dumya to how it was done in the Mishkan. But that is what Rashi says on daf tzadik beis, and Sadek Gimel, right, Sadek Gimel, but Aleph is the Rashi, Lav Urchi, Lemavda, Betray. But there are other Pshatim given, other Bishonim, the Rabban there says that on Shabbos you have to do the entire action, you have to do it B'chal Kocho. But why is that important for us? Because the question is, that Sugya is by Hilchah Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch here, and he refers to what he wrote earlier in Mitzvah Tesvav, wonders, do you apply the rules of Hilchah Shabbos to other areas of Halacha? Shnayim Shasa'uhu is the perfect example. Shnayim Shasa'uhu at Shabbos is Pater. What about in Shviras Etzem? Is Shnayim Shasa'uhu at Shabbos a function of Malachas Machsheves, so that it won't have anything to do with any Halacha outside of Hilchah Shabbos? Or do we say no? It's about doing something unusual, and even if I do something unusual outside of Hilchah Shabbos, if I eat something in an unusual way, I'm not going to be Chayiv even outside of Hilchah Shabbos. So here too, he wonders, what would happen, what would be the din if two people break a bone? Okay, he doesn't answer the question, he just asks that. And then the next halach, he says, what happens if I really want to get some of the marrow inside the bone? I want to get it, but I'm a halachic Jew, so I'm not going to break the bone. But I see my child is about to break his bone. Do I have to stop my child from breaking that bone? I want to get the marrow. So again, he says, this is the regular issue, that the issue of the end of Maseches Yevam is whether we are ma'achil dvar nevela to a child. Says the Minchas Chinuch, asur gamkein lahatos lekadlish baretz. You can't trick a child into breaking the bone. Kibachol haTorah to asur lachilam biyadai dvar iser. Right now, let it be ma'achil a dvar iser to a child. That is what we hold. And even if you want to say some rishonim and machali between isuri daraisa and isuri drabanan, but this is an isur daraisa. So therefore, one would not be able to allow a child to break the bone. Those are some of the issues related specifically to Shviras Etzem. There is another important ha'ara to make, and that is the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni connects our Isser, the Isser of breaking the bones of a Karban Pesach, to another halacha of the Karban Pesach. Says the Chizkuni. This Chizkuni is in Parshas Bo. That's where most of the action is for the Isser Shviras Etzem. He says, V'etzem l'sish bruvo. Again, the Chizkuni does not quote anybody. He writes in his Akdama, you should judge what I say based on the content of what I say, even though I might be quoting others. Right? He quotes many times Rashi or Chazal, but without quoting them by name. Says the Chinuch. It says the Chizkuni. V'etzem l'shish bruvo. L'fishu necha b'chabura. V'roi l'kol echa lito chelko. Kasav l'cha shalo yak ben ishal chalukas ha'etzem. Even though you split it up amongst people, don't split up bones. V'im l'shabro. Don't break the bones. Because as I didn't mention, but the halacha of baking the bones is only when there is meat on the bones. If there is no meat on the bones, then there's no iser. Right? The Minchas Chinuch bakes the sa'ara also back in mitzvah tezayin, in the mitzvah of shviras etzem by Pesach Rishon. The Minchas Chinuch says beferish according to the mitzvah of the first halacha. But the halacha is ein chayv el al etzem sheishbo kazayis basar al ha etzem o bifnim kazayis moach. You could combine the kazayis outside the bone or the kazayis inside, whatever is edible. But then the Chizkuni continues and says, Davar acher, dino hayalios nechal al hasova. The halach, as we know, is to eat the Karban Pesach after one is satiated. That's why we have another Karban that possibly goes with the Karban Pesach if it is needed. If one has a very large family, you don't need anything else to eat it al hasova, fine. But if I have a very small family and a very big Karban, very... correct. But if I have a carbon that's not going to be eaten al hasova of a lot of people, so we have chagigas yudalin. To make sure I eat it al hasova, there's another carbon that goes with a Karban Pesach if it is needed. So you eat the Karban Pesach as you are becoming satiated at the end of the meal. But then the Chizkuni quotes the important issue for us. He quotes, V'yesh mefarshim, mashehu nechal al hasova hainu, kidei shelo yavo lidei shviras etzem. Suggest the Chizkuni what we would call a siyag d'oraisa. The Torah, it's a din d'oraisa that I have to eat the Karban Pesach at the end of my meal as I am becoming satiated, not after I'm satiated, that's an achila gasa, but as I'm becoming satiated, to make me satiated, I eat the Karban Pesach. Why? That's a siyag, so I don't come to break the bones. Because if I'm starving, there's a better chance that I'm going to eat in a ravenous way and I'm going to break the bones. Masha'ekein, if I am already semi or close to full, I'm going to eat much slower. And therefore, I'm not going to come to break the bones. Says the Chizkuni, this goes on the list of a siyag de'oraisa. A din de'oraisa where A, do A so that you don't come to B. We're familiar with xeros and siyagim on a drabana level. Right, it's a drabbana because you might come to this a daraisa. But there are many examples of siyagim even daraisa. I don't think the Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his piece in Simen Klal Ches, in Lekach Tov, quotes this Chizkuni, but he quotes many others, Kedarka Bakodesh, in terms of examples of siyagim daraisa. At least 17 he has here. I don't think this one, though, is on the list. There are many. There are many. He quotes the Ron on the first page of Psachim, where the Ron says, there's an issa daraisa bal yura bal yimatzei, because you can't even have chametz in your house, because the Torah is worried that you might come to eat it. Surdi surim of yichud are asur daraisa, so that you don't come to anything worse. If you have the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, where the Medrash says there's a mitzvah zaseh, right, lest we think that all siyagim are los aseis, right, here's one, says the Chizkuni, this is an aseh, to eat it al asova, that is an aseh, but there's another example, the Lekach Tov quotes the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, where Rashi quotes, Rav Shuvah Yechai Omer, Basar v'adam she'ini yodea lo ita v'lo rega'a v'lo sha'osav, a person who never knows the exact time, who mosav michal ala kodesh, he has to be mosav, he has to add tosefa Shabbos and Yantif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to, he's nichras into Shabbos kechut ha'sayra, that's why he says v'ayichu v'ayichal ke v'yom ha'shvi. What do you mean he finished on Shvi? He finished on the 16th, just looks like for us that he finished on Shvi because we don't know the exact time. But this is the mitzvah of tosefa Shabbos, says the Medrash. We have to stop earlier because we don't know the exact moment when Shabbos starts. That's another example of a siyag d'oraisa. Or the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go out of the Beis HaMikdash following his relative. Why? Because he might come, Rashi there quotes, maybe he might come to touch the relative. So again, it is a siyag d'oraisa, umin HaMikdash lo yetze. Again, many examples of this. Put this one on the list, the Chizkuni in Parshas Bo about our mitzvah of Shviras Etzem. One, though, important ha'ara, which must always be added whenever we discuss Yag D'Oraisa, and that is the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos. Where the Rambam says, Siyag D'Oraisa, A is Aser because B is Aser? But what do you mean? Don't we usually have the principle, like the Mishnah says there, Havizar b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura, she'edeti yotei amat etzchar shel mitzvahs? How can you say that this is Aser, A is Aser because of B? You know, you should say, you know, you can't judge mitzvahs. Can't judge mitzvahs. So how can we have this whole discussion? Says the Rambam, very cogently, that there's a big difference between Yisurei Lavim and Aseis. We had two examples of Aseis, but most of them are Losa Aseis. When it comes to Losa Aseis, of course we judge Kalin Chabor, right? What about the Onesh, the Chubris Aveira? We say if you have to violate an Isser, it's better to do an Isser Lav than to do an Isser Karis, better to do an Isser Karis than an Isser Skila. We always judge the Lavim. Only by the Aseis, you can't judge Matatz Charet Shal Mitzvahs. Ava Mitzvahs Aseis, says the Rambam, Lo Pir, whose yard site was this past week, Chav Teves, Lo Pireish Schar Kolachas Mehen, Mahu Lefrei Hashem, Kedesh Neida Mahi Chaburas, Mahi Lamatu Yemeno, Elativa Lekayim, Devar Ploni, Vedar Ploni, Velo Diya Schar, Ezev Yem Yosha God Lefrei Hashem. And that's why he said that's the reason for the principle of Osik Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. Right, you always think of one mitzvah, don't stop and do it, because you don't know which is more important, which is not more important. So the Rambam has the important ha'ara, that whole discussion of siyag d'oraisa is fine, because that's mostly about los ases. One final point related to Pesach Sheni, again, this is not a separate mitzvah, so that's we have to mention it here. The source in Shas comes up in a number of places in Shas for the concept of sholin v'darshin, about studying the laws of the holidays before, 30 days before the holiday, is based on the Pesukah by Pesach Sheni. Because Moshe told Klal Yisrael about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. And even though it was only because of the circumstance, they came and said, what should we do? But we still learn out from there that Sholei V'darshim, Shloshim Yom L'Frei Achag, and again, big discussion, what does that mean? Is it really Miksas, right? It's like you may hachag beforehand? Is it just that you have to prepare? Is there differences in what type of limud? Again, we discussed that in the past, but this halacha, Pesach Sheni, is the source for Sholei V'darshim. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. Next time, we will do the final mitzvah in Parshas Baal Oscha, the mitzvah of Tekiah, Bachat Zotzros.